Just informed a preacher this morning. Well, I'm like, the crowd this size, I sure nothing gonna sing. But it's a joy to be here, and I appreciate the good singing, and I appreciate the Lord this morning, and I appreciate the good Sunday school hour, and just the good truth. And I don't know if I'm doing this right, or I sure did enjoy the dear brother this morning in Sunday school, and it's just been a joy to be here already. Hear the good singing, the choir, and we pray for you often, and I love your preacher, and I thank God for him, and I was telling somebody a while ago that you'll never understand or never realize just the lives that's been touched through Brother Lawson and this church and the ministry. And I thank God for you, and I do appreciate you. And I'm hoping this thing will get going away for just a minute. Put it down. All right. How about that? We'll get it figured out in just a minute. All right. I want you to be taking your Bibles to be finding the book of Matthew this morning. The book of Matthew, chapter number 7. Book of Matthew, chapter number 7. And when you find your place, if you're willing and able, I'll ask you to stand. And we'll honor the reading of the Word of God, Matthew, chapter number 7. And give you the thought the Lord has laid upon my heart. Matthew, chapter number 7. I want you to find verse number 13. Matthew, chapter number 7 and verse number 13. Matthew 7 and verse number 13. I thought to myself this morning, I'm hoping we didn't eat too much turkey. I might not preach too long this morning. We all foundered on turkey today. Everybody lazy on Sunday after Thanksgiving. We got a lot to be thankful for, and I appreciate the good week we've had, and I pray that you had a good Thanksgiving. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 13. Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 13. If you love your Bible this morning, would you let it on by saying amen? Amen. Bible says, enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I want to preach with the help of the Lord this morning. I want to preach on this thought. Not preaching on, not everybody is going to heaven. Not everybody is going to heaven. Father, I do love you this morning. I pray you add your blessing to the reading of thy word. I pray, God, you give me an unction to preach with. I pray for a fresh touch and a fresh anointing, Lord. I recognize I stand where no man ever dares stands by himself, Lord. There'll be no preaching unless you do the preaching today. So I pray, God, do through me what I don't have the ability to do within myself. Bless your people now. I pray for that one that may be among us today, Lord, that the reality of the matter is they're traveling the wrong path this morning. And regardless of what the world has told them, God, the reality is they're going to end in a wrong destination. And I pray by the power of the Holy Ghost of God, would you open their eyes and may they see themselves for who they are, their sin for what it is, but not only that, may they see you for the Savior that you are, and may they run to you, trust you, place their faith in you, and be forever changed. Thank you for this good church. Thank you for the good pastor. I pray, God, your hand will continue to be upon them in the days ahead. We love you, and we thank you ahead of time for what you're about to do. It's in Christ's high and holy name I do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for standing. You can be seated this morning. Here in Matthew chapter number 7, if you're a Bible studier, you'll know that we are coming to the end in that of the, or the conclusion, if you will, in that to the greatest sermon that's ever been preached. It's known as the Sermon on the Mount. We call it the Sermon on the Mount because the Bible says in chapter number 5 of the book of Matthew that the Lord Jesus went up in to a mountainside, and he went up into a mountain after after seeing the multitudes, and from chapter number 5, chapter number 6, and chapter number 7, we find the record that the Lord preached on that mountain, the sermon that the Lord preached on the mountainside that day, and never has there been a sermon preached like the sermon that was preached here in the text. It is the greatest sermon that's ever been preached, preached by the greatest preacher that's ever preached. Not only is the sermon in itself a masterpiece, but the one that was doing the preaching, no doubt was in a league all by himself. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in verse number 28 of chapter number 7, the Bible says that as he ended these sayings, or as he concluded the message, the Bible says that the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In other words, there was something different about this preacher. There was something different about this message. There was something that even the people that were standing by that day, they recognized there's something special about this. There's something unique about this. There's something different about this. You understand, they were hearing something they ain't never heard before. They were seeing something they ain't never seen before. There was something special in the message and the messenger. Never a preacher preached like this, and never a sermon preached like the sermon on the mount. Here in the text this morning, the Lord Jesus is dealing with the issue of eternity. Might I say, by way of introduction, but might I say that eternity this morning is very real. Amen. Eternity is real. You understand that eternity, it's not just some idea, it's not just some myth, it's not just some fairy tale or some figment of our imagination, but the reality is eternity is sure, and eternity is certain, and eternity is absolute. It is a fact. This idea today that life ends when a person stops breathing, and that's just all there is, and it's just finished. It just ends there, and your soul no longer exists. May I say, that's a false idea. That's a false narrative to the reality and the truth of the matter. The Bible says it like this. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, it doesn't stop at death, but rather there is an after this. There is a afterlife. There is a life after death. You understand this morning, when you die, life, you're going to exist somewhere. Are you going somewhere? And may I say, nothing this morning should be of more importance to you and I. Nothing should be more concerning. Nothing should be more intriguing, more interesting to you and I. And nothing should we be more certain of than where we will spend eternity when we die. You understand, people exhaust themselves. They'll spend money. They'll go here. They'll go there. Taking care of things that is important to them all the while. Their eternal estate is just pushed aside, and they figure in their mind somewhere that it'll just work itself out. But I'm here to tell you this morning, eternity is real. You better know that you know that you know you're going to go somewhere, friend, and you better know where you're going to spend eternity. So that's what I want to deal with just for a few moments this morning. I'm preaching on not everybody goes to heaven. By the way, I thought of it like this as I was studying the text last night and I was in my prayer time. If eternity is a concern to you, and if eternity is interesting to you, and you're moved enough this morning to ponder the idea and to reflect on the fact that you're interested in knowing where you're going to spend eternity, then wouldn't it be wise to hear the one that created eternity? Wouldn't it be wise to listen to the King of eternity? That's what I want to do for just a moment this morning. Here in the text, he's dealing with the issue of eternity. Number one, I want you to notice the number of paths that he gives us. The number of paths. Notice he says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go therein at. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Here in the text, the Lord Jesus is very clear. He says that there is only two gates. There is the straight gate and then there is the wide gate. He says there is only two ways. There is the narrow way and then there is the broad way. He says that there are only two destinations. There is the destination of destruction or hell. And then there is the destination of life or heaven. And there are two crowds in the text. There are those on the broad way and then there are those on the narrow way. There's the few, and then there is the many. Notice this, there are not three options in the text. There are not, five choices, 10 choices, or unlimited options that you can choose this or that. But Jesus is very clear, there's only two. There's this way and then there's that way. There's this road and there's that road. There's this gate and there's that gate. And there's that destination and then there's that destination. Therefore, you are either one or the other. You're either on this road or you're on that road. You're either on the broad way or you're on the narrow way. It's one or the other. One road leads to hell and destruction, while the other road leads to heaven and life everlasting. Could I take a time out and say this, and I'll hurry along, but I want to say not only is the Bible very clear in that of eternity, but it is also very clear that there is only two eternal estates or destinations. You understand that when you die, your heart beats for the last time and blood ceases to flow in your body and no longer is there a pulse going to be able to be found and breath ceases to flow through your lungs. May I say that when that day comes, you're going to step off into eternity. You'll abide at one or two destinations. You'll either go to heaven when you die or you'll go to a place that the Bible calls hell. You understand this morning, there is no in between. There is no another option or another door. Look up in here, friend. You ain't coming back as a cow. You ain't coming back as a monkey. You're not coming back as some soulless creature. No, friend. You will exist in eternity somewhere. One or two destinations. There are no other alternatives. Now, I know this morning, I understand this morning, that to many in here today, this is elementary. This is fab. The foundation. This is fundamentalism. We understand the text and we understand what I'm preaching this morning. I know that I'm preaching to the choir. I know this is not some foreign language that you ain't never heard about. I know y'all was raised on this kind of preaching. You've heard it all the days of your life. That this book ain't just some book off a shelf. It's the absolute word of a holy God. You're settled on the fact that Jesus is very clear about eternity. You ain't even question it, what I'm telling you this morning. But may I say that we're living in a world today. They don't see it like you and I see it. They don't hear it like you and I hear it. They don't understand it like you and I understand it. For many today, they become so deceived. They become so blinded, so mixed up, so messed up with the philosophy of men and the self-righteousness of hypocritical religion and the emotions and the feelings of certain individuals. They've come to the point to now that the preaching that I'm doing this morning, it's viewed as being absurd. It's viewed as being a ridiculousness and ludicrous, and they just cast it aside as it's just some idle tale or some fairy tale that really does not exist. Do you realize this morning that for the majority of the population, they don't even believe in a heaven and they don't even believe in a hell. They don't even believe in eternity altogether. There's a crowd that'll believe in heaven and not hell. But we're living in a day where now the majority's getting to the point they don't even believe in eternity altogether. That it's just is what it is. You don't believe me? You look around and you watch somebody die and you'll see this RIP. Everybody wants to post RIP. Rest in peace. And you say, where'd that come from? I'll tell you where it came from. It came from Hollywood and that crowd and some guy come along one day and you know what they're saying? They're saying rest in peace as though they don't even exist. They're just asleep.
asleep somewhere and never to awaken again. But you hear me in Himmel, the only rest you'll ever find, it's when you enter into the haven of rest. The only peace you'll ever find, it's when you make peace with Almighty God. There is no peace anywhere else, and there is no rest anywhere else. You will step off into eternity, and you're going to abide at one or two destinations. While I'm on it, might as well hit it as well. We're living in a generation. Everybody wants to talk about heaven. Everybody wants to believe in heaven, and they don't want to talk about hell, because hell don't exist. But you hear me, just as real as this road is, Jesus says this road is just as real. As real as that destination is, Jesus says this destination is just as real. And just as real as heaven is this morning, hell, friend, is just as real. I know we don't like preaching about it no more. I know we don't like talking about it no more. I know we don't like hearing about it no more. But you hear me well. Hell's a real place, and real people really die, and they really go there. You better heed to the preaching and what I'm telling you this morning. Eternity is real this morning. There's a lot you can be mixed up about. There's a lot you can be confused about. But eternity better not be one of them. You better be absolute. You better be sure of this. I see the two paths. But secondly, I see the impossible outcome. Here's where I'm wanting to get this morning. Notice that he says, the broad way is that which leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. If you're on the straight and narrow way, the Lord Jesus says you're going to arrive at a certain destination. That being life, that being life everlasting. If you're on the broad way, you too are going to end up in a certain destination, that being destruction, hell, fire, and damnation. Watch this now. Jesus is very clear. You can't take this path and end up at this destination. Nor can you take this path and end up at this destination. But this path is going to lead here, and this path is going to lead there. It's just as true as if I leave the church this morning and I were to get on I-75 out here and I were to head south. Regardless of where I'm wanting to go, the fact of the matter is, here after a while, I'll end up in Atlanta, Georgia somewhere. If I were to get on I-40 and head out west, then whether I want to go out west or not, the fact of the matter is, it ain't going to take me but a few hours here. After a while, I'm going to end up in Nashville. It don't matter if I was wanting to go to Florida. If I take I-40 west, I'm going to end up where that road leads. This is the great deception. This is the greatest false message that I do believe we are facing in our world today, is that somehow, some way, for many today, they believe that they can take this path and end up over here. Well, they can take this path and end up over there. I wondered, as I was studying the text yesterday evening, I was looking at the text, and I looked around in our world today, and I thought to myself, why in the world would so many want to get on this broad way? Why in the world would so many choose to travel on the broad way that leads to destruction instead of the path that leads to life everlasting? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because nobody in their right mind, nobody in their right mind, I mean, you think about it, nobody in their right mind would say, oh yeah, I want this road when I know it leads to hell. Nobody wakes up and says, boy, I'd like to go to hell today. Yeah. Nobody wakes up and says, yeah, give me destruction, give me hellfire, give me tormenting, give me pain, give me weeping, give me the gnashing of teeth. That's what I want. And nobody in their right mind says that. No. The only reason they would choose that path is if they really believe they're going to end up somewhere other
than where this book says it's going to take them. That's why when you go to a funeral today, it don't matter how the individual lived. It don't matter what they did, what they believed. There's always going to be some talk there about them being in heaven, about seeing them again. They're with Jesus now. Not if they was on the Broadway. And yet so many today are traveling down the Broadway. Many are choosing the Broadway over the narrow way. Why is that? They really don't believe they're going to end up where the book says they're going to end up. I'm going to tell you why so many are choosing the Broadway today. Number one, it's because it's appealing to the flesh. Amen. You see, you get on the Broadway, I mean, you live it up, friend. You can party, you can love your sin, enjoy your sin, and the things of the flesh. And you understand over here on the Broadway, there ain't no rules, there's no regulations, there's no standards, there's no, it's just anything goes. Whatever you want to do, however you want to live, I mean, you got plenty of room over here. You can enjoy yourself on the Broadway. It's appealing. It's appealing to the flesh and to the mind and your sinful nature. It is attractive. And number two, because in their mind they don't believe that road is going to end up where the book says it's going to end up. And just to prove what I'm preaching to you this morning, I'm not crazy. I've not lost my mind. I'm not out of contact. I like how the brother said in Sunday school this morning. He said, use the rule of 20. 20 verses before and 20 verses after. If you got a question, I get you a good context. And so to prove to you this morning, I ain't just picking a couple of verses and preaching it out of context. How I ended up in my conclusion that a lot of people traveling on this road are really banking that it's going to end up somewhere other than what the book says. Notice what the Lord says in the very next verse. Verse 15, what's he say? Beware of false prophets. He's just got through dealing with the issue of eternity. He's just got through telling of the reality of eternity. And the very next verse, the very next words out of his mouth is, but beware of false prophets. Why? Because a false prophet will preach a message that's contrary to the true message. A false prophet will preach a message that goes against the real message and the real prophet. And you hear what I'm telling you this morning. We're living in a world that is filled with false prophets preaching false messages. This message today that our society has embraced, it's just live how you want to live. Do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Go where you want to go. Say what you want to say. And in the end, it'll be all right. You can still go to heaven when you die. You can come over here and travel down the Broadway. You understand? They got churches over yonder on the Broadway. They got preachers over there on the Broadway. They say, hey, you know, to the world, they say, well, you know, if you want to go to heaven when you die, just be good to your neighbor. You understand? They good to the neighbor on the Broadway. You can go to church on the Broadway. Hey, look up in here. You can get baptized on the Broadway. You can go to church on the Broadway. You can hear preaching on the Broadway. But at the end of the day, look up in here, friend. You're still on the Broadway. And when the Broadway is going to end up in the destination, it's not going to take you where you're longing to go. It's the Broadway. It don't matter you sing in the choir. You're still on the Broadway. It don't matter you got baptized, joined the church, put your name on the roll, and you either in here on Sunday morning, you're still on the Broadway. Live how you want to live. Do what you want to do. That's why you're seeing all these things take place today that, you know, you want to live a lifestyle of homosexuality and be a Christian. Well, that's okay. You can just come over here on the Broadway. We can do that on the Broadway. You don't have to. It don't matter. I mean, you can dress how you want to dress, look how you want to look, talk how you want to talk. I mean, it's, you know, it's the Broadway. Anything goes. You cannot travel the Broadway and end up in heaven. Hear me now. Not everybody is going to heaven when they die. Thirdly, I see there's two paths. I see the impossible outcomes, but then I see the difference in the crowds. There's a difference in this, in the two crowds in the text. Notice this, it's not what they look like. It don't even tell you what they look like. It's not how much money they got. Don't even mention their worth. It's not got anything to do with the color of their skin. It don't even mention that. It has nothing to do with their age, whether they are young or whether they're old. It don't even mention that. You know what the difference is in the crowd here in the text? One's on the broad way, one's on the narrow way. And in reality this morning, there's just two categories of where men will fall into. Just two categories. I understand we're living in a world. They've got all kinds of classifications. They got all kinds of different categories that you would identify in. There's the young category, the old category, the city category, the country category. I mean, you got, white, black, Yankees and rednecks and popular and the nerdy crowd. You got the educated crowd and the uneducated. I mean, there's all kinds of different classifications and there's all kinds of different categories. But when it all comes down to it, there's really just two. There's saved and there's lost. There's those on the narrow way, then there's those on the broad way. There are those who have been to Calvary. There are those that's been by the way of the cross. There are those that's been washed in the blood. They've been redeemed. They place their faith, surrender their all unto the Lord Jesus Christ and His redemptive work on Calvary. And then there are those who have rejected the gospel. They've yet to submit. They've yet to surrender. There's a difference in the crowd. Watch this now. The difference in the crowd on this road and the crowd on that road. By the way, let me say this. You wanna do a self-examination? I know maybe you've been sitting there this morning thinking, well, I wonder what road I'm traveling on. Maybe you're not certain about what roads you're crowd. You may tell you just a good indication to tell you where you're really at this morning. Look at the crowd you're a part of. Look at the crowd you run with. Look at those who you identify with. You understand? You understand? You look at that crowd on the narrow way. It's a different crowd than the crowd on the broad way. I mean that crowd on the narrow way, you understand, they're not there because they enjoy it. I thought about this. I was meditating on it last night. Who likes to drive on a narrow road? Nobody enjoys that. You like them to go wide roads where you got plenty of room and there's room for air. I mean, it's a narrow road. You head down through air pulling a trailer or driving a big truck. I mean, you better be on your game. You better be focused. You better be on target because you get off to the right or left. I mean, it causes you a great deal of harm. Nobody enjoys that. But you understand that crowd that's on that narrow way, they're not there because they enjoy the road itself. I'm going to tell you why they're there. They're there because they love Jesus. They're there because they love the book and they love the blood and they're thankful to God for what He did for them on behalf of their sinful nature. That's why they're there. You know why this crowd over here on the Broadway, why they're traveling down that road? It's because they enjoy their sin, and they love their sin more than they love God. They love their beer more than they love righteousness. They love their dope and their partying and their adultery and their fornicating. They love that more than they love the Word of God. There's a difference in them crowd. Look, I can spot them out. I mean, I get to go places and preach, and I preach to a lot of different faces, and I can tell. I'm not saying I'm a prophet, not saying I know everybody's spiritual condition, but I can testify to this, and I'm sure your preacher can as well. I know what it's like to stand up, and I know what it's like to hear a choir. I get to singing about the cross, and get to singing about the blood, and getting to singing about the glory of God, and say, hey, I could pick a text this morning, preach on any of that stuff, and for some of you, it wouldn't move you one little bit.
did. I mean, you wouldn't get happy. You wouldn't give a holy girl for nothing in the world. Yet yesterday you was drinking your beer over here at Neyland Stadium and a hooping and a hollering. Why is that? Because you're on a different path. But then there's that crowd. I mean, hey, they might not have a lot of friends, and they may not enjoy the things of this world. But I'm talking about you open that book. You get to singing about the blood and preaching about the blood. They can't contain themselves. There's something begins to move on the inside of them. What is that? I tell you what it is. It's the Holy Ghost of God. Why? What's the deal? I tell you what it is. They're on a different path than this crowd is. They're on the narrow way. There's a difference. I thought of it like this. You understand, to the world, they look at what's going on in here and they call me crazy. That preacher's lost it. I mean, he's one of them holy rollers. He's just one of them, fundamentalists. They're just so narrow-minded. They're just so narrow. I mean, they're just out there. That's right. I used to get offended when they called me narrow-minded. Now it's a compliment when I read Matthew 7. Thank you. Means I'm on the right track. But they look at it and they look in here and I say, man, that's crazy. And they don't want to be here. I dare say in a crowd this size, there's somebody sitting in here this morning. Truth be told, you don't want to be here. You'd much rather be somewhere else. But that bunch on that narrow road, this is our Super Bowl for the week. Huh? I mean, this is what it's all about. We make it through today. How about Monday morning? We're looking forward to next week. We can't get. I mean, this is our crowd. This is our haven of rest. This is what we look forward to. This is what we enjoy. Why you want to go to heaven when it's going to be full of a bunch of people like us? And you can't stand us down here wanting to go to heaven with us. You know what heaven's going to be, don't you? It's going to be a lot of shouting, a lot of praising God. You don't like it down here. What makes you think you're going to like it up there? Huh? You on the Broadway. The different way. Let me give you this and I'm done. I've got to hurry. I see the difference in the crowd, but I also see an invitation that was given. Jesus started the text. Notice what he said. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Never does the Lord say, enter in at the wide gate. Never does he say, travel down the Broadway. He says, enter ye in at the straight gate. Here's the good news this morning. Regardless of where you stand spiritually with God, regardless of what path you're choosing or traveling down today, you don't have to take the Broadway. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You don't have to travel the Broadway. You don't have to be in the wide gate. Jesus says, enter ye in the straight gate. He made it available. You understand? People say, well, it's not my choice, you know. He didn't have a choice in him. He had a bad daddy. He had a bad mom. No, friend. Listen, if anybody dies and goes to hell, it's because he chose to die and go to hell, not because God sent him. You understand? Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, he came and made the ultimate atonement, and he paid the ultimate sacrifice so that every man, woman, boy, or girl, you got a choice. This morning, you can choose what path you want to take. It ain't something your mama can choose for you. Your daddy can't choose it. Your preacher can't choose it. It is the individual choice. Jesus says, enter ye in the straight gate. He made it available to all men. Whosoever will, let him come and be saved. I thought about this, and I'm done if they want to get ready for reverse invitation. I thought about this. Notice he says a straight gate. I don't know how many y'all might have grown up on a farm or out in the country or anything like that, but I grew up on a farm, and you can't just go through a gate just any kind of way, especially if you're pulling something behind your truck. You got to get lined up. There's only one way. That wide gate, it don't matter. You can come in there sliding sideways. There's plenty of room. You can fit through it. But you're going to go through that straight gate. There's just one way. Huh? There's just one way. Look up in here, friend. You want to go to heaven when you die? There's just one way. There's not multiple ways. You'll not work your way to heaven. You'll not pay your way to heaven. If you die and go to heaven someday, it'll be because you went through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It only comes, you got to go by the cross just like every man, every boy, every girl. There's not one way for one and another way for another. There's just one way. Jesus says, enter ye in. Get on the narrow way. Without a doubt, time's ticking away, friend. I'm watching them die left and right today. I was thinking, coming up the road, man, it seemed like used to years ago when I was a boy, when somebody died, I mean, it was like a big deal. Seemed like it just didn't happen that often. Buddy, these last couple of years, it's just like another day. We're beginning to get so numb to it, so used to it. But you hear me now, every one of them people that's died, they're in eternity now. There are one or two destinations. They're either in heaven or they're in hell. And it's by what road or what way they chose in this life. What way are you choosing this morning? Enter ye in the straight gate. Come be saved. Get in this thing while the door's open. Let's go to heaven together. Let's go to heaven together. Father, I love you. I thank you for thy word this morning. I pray you bless during the invitation hour. Should there be one here today that does not know you, lost and undone without God, I pray today would be the day they'd come. Get saved. Place their faith in you. Be forever changed. Enter in the straight gate. Get on the narrow way. Because the reality is, not everybody is going to heaven when they die. I pray they get saved before it's everlasting too late. I sure do love you. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for Jesus. For it's in his high and holy name we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. As you stand to your feet as they sing, if God spoke to you, why don't you come? 375 the altar.